What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show in front of the show. Portland Rams head coach Keith Irvin with me on the Boss Man Show. Coach, how things up there in the Bronx, man, today?
Every day is a great day to be a Ram, brother. So we're loving life. We got day camp going on and, two more weeks left of summer two workouts. And everything is fantastic up here, buddy.
Now, Coach, can you believe you're going to year three already, man? Has it flown by for you?
It certainly has. You know, it's kind of crazy that it's year really year four for me here at Fordham, but year three is the head coach. But it literally has flown by, man, and that means you're having fun. You know, unfortunately, last year wasn't what we had wanted as far as results, but had a tremendous locker room and five guys graduate, so it was very successful in other areas. But really looking forward to this year.
And, Coach, you know what? People get caught up in the results sometimes, but, I'm more of like a process guy. As long as the process is going to take care of itself, you're doing it the right way, kids going to class. Sometimes you don't get the results on the court you want, but if you keep doing the right process, the wins will come back again. I think Cam Rathboy in year one as they will in year three now.
Yeah, you know what? We've had just our staff has done such a good job of recruiting young men that really fit what we're trying to do here at Fordham, fit the institution both on and off the court. And we've had a lot of success off the court as much as we have on the court. And, last year we lost 10 games by 5 points or less, and we shot, unfortunately, 65% from the free throw line. So, we believe with what we have returning and the guys that we've added, and the locker room is so connected at the moment that we have a chance to take this program to the next level this year.
And, Coach, you have some issues on your roster. You have four freshmen on your roster. In this world for the portal, getting old, stay old. Talk about having four freshmen on your roster. You can develop and kind of be in the pipeline as your upperclassmen graduate and age out.
Yeah, you know what? In today's world, everybody talks about the fact that you can't have relationships, this and that. But, quite frankly, that's why we're in this business, is to have the relationships, is to watch people grow and develop. And, we want something that's sustainable for a long time to come, not something that's just a one-hit wonder. And we've said that, over and over again. And so we've tried to develop relationships. We have good older, we have a great nucleus of older guys. We got 2 6-year seniors. We got a 5th-year senior. We got two other seniors. So we got three guys that are their last year of eligibility, mixed with a couple of rising, juniors that have been in our program for a couple of years and played a lot of games. We have a sophomore in Jameer Tripp that's played and started the last month of the season. Now with four freshmen who, they've got older guys to really follow and to figure out kind of what our standard is. And they're really humble freshmen, really talented, but really good, humble kids that just eat, sleep, and breathe the game of basketball. So we feel like we have a perfect pecking order and something that we believe can remain sustainable for years to come. And not just a bunch of older guys who got 1 year and then we got to reload. That's not, the formula we want to be using here.
It doesn't lead to cohesion either. Like you have a situation where you can actually build cohesion. Like you said, build a standard. Because we all have rules, but really we should have a standard because we all break rules, unfortunately. When you can't
Yeah.
obviously, but have a standard that you can meet the standard here, holding to a standard, a baseline. That's different than just throwing a bunch of guys together and hoping it meshes and you get that lightning in a bottle in March and get to the tournament. So I think you're doing it the right way, coach. I think that's the better way to sustain it. And especially as these COVID guys age out too as well out of the system. So
Yeah.
it's gonna be more about going back to having balanced roster, even though there's opportunity for guys to transfer whenever they want to, but the balanced roster as you're doing it's gonna be premium again once these guys age out this year.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody's got their method, right? And no disrespect to anybody who brings in 7, 8 transfers and tries to win that year. It's been successful and for some folks, but we got into college athletics to develop and to build relationships. And if kids come in for 6, 7 months, literally just to play basketball, try to win basketball games, and then keep it moving. That has nothing to do with why I got into college athletics. And quite frankly, it's just not the formula that I want to be a part of. So we're trying to do it the way we're doing it. And so far it's our staff has done a tremendous job of maintaining our relationships with our players and the loyalty with them and loyalty to us from them. We've had, the least amount of transfers of anybody in the A-10 the last couple of years, and in a conference that has, I believe, the second most transfers of any conference. So, we feel really good about what we're building here, about the relationships that we have, and we enjoy our team and our locker room. And I think we have a really, really good group this year that has worked as hard as any that we've ever seen over the course of the last month and a half. It's summer one, summer two, and both on and off the court. Our strength and conditioning program has been the best it's ever been, and our leadership has been as good as it's ever been. So I think that has a lot to do with the continuity both on our staff and in our locker room.
Coach, for you, man, talk about some guys you may want to highlight who really got better this summer. Because I believe summertime is for development and getting better. So, what are some guys you may want to highlight who's really showing you something this summer and got better and taking a step that you're excited about come fall here and getting ready for your tip off on November the 4th?
Yeah, you know what? Abdu Timbala, he got an opportunity to make the Cameroonian Olympic team. They didn't qualify for the Olympics, but his experience for almost 4 or 5 weeks of playing with that team and international competition and was really incredibly valuable. He came back, and his maturity, his understanding of the game of basketball and what he's looking for in his last year, I absolutely blown away. He's seeing the game in a totally different light, and it's been really refreshing because he's been working so hard for so long. He's on a totally different level, and poised to I think be an all conference player and honestly defensive player of the year in the conference. Guys like Will Richardson, Jaffe Madore, Josh Rivera, Ramadine, Jameer Tripp. I mean, almost everybody that we've had in our program is their bodies as well as their development on the court are just dramatic over the course of the last several months. The time, the energy, the work ethic, and usually that happens, right? You know, when you got an older group, you know, time's ticking and things are happening fast. They're really starting to mature and really starting to eat, sleep, and breathe it. And you know, they've been in college a couple of years, so all the outside noise is just kind of noise now. And they're focused and they're kind of, you know, they all have routines of what we call greatness, and the leadership and the energy, and they're pushing each other to be better each and every day. And as a result, the freshmen that we have, Ryan Pettis has been fantastic as a freshman. Jaden Smith and Alex, they all have, they're really coachable. And as a result, they've got to raise their level immediately because of, you know, all the older guys and the way they're grinding. And then we brought in two transfers, a kid, Matt Zona, who we think is going to be absolutely fantastic, not just on the court, but in the locker room. He's been a huge addition. And then Jackie Johnson, who played at Duquesne in our league as a freshman and then UNLV the last 2 years. He's just a dog, a pit bull. You know, his routine is off the charts. He's in the gym all day, every day, pushing guys and his competitive nature. So just really, really like our group right now.
And Coach Ergo, let me tell you, man, like, I know when I played, my best 2 years was player-led teams. We led ourselves, and we was pushing each other ourselves. So what I'm hearing is you have guys who are player-led, so you don't have to really coach the effort, coach leadership. You just had to coach X's and O's, boy. So they're in the locker room coaching themselves and pushing guys to be holding them accountable to get more shots, to get going in the weight room, to eat right, go to class. So you have the battle won because you had guys who in that locker room were on a lead the right way, which tells me you have a good year.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, 2 years ago when we won 25 games here, we were player-led locker room by Darius Quisenberry, Khalid Moore, Roslav Nowitzki. And last year, you know, Kyle Rose and Antrell Charlton gave us everything they had, you know, but it was a little less connected in the locker room for whatever reason. But this year, you know, our guys have learned from that, and their attitude and their energy has just been fantastic. And you're absolutely right. The locker rooms that are led by the players pushing each other, holding each other accountable, in my experience, have certainly been the most successful teams. And right now, our leaders have been tremendous, and our maturity's been very good. And guys are holding each other accountable, and they're pushing each other to be better each and every day. And that's all we can ask as coaches.
Percent, Coach, and for you, Coach, man, the 18 is getting tougher and tougher every year, man. The quality of basketball is getting better by the year, and I feel like you all deserve more bids than you get. But as a guy in the 18 going against these tough teams every night in conference play, man, how excited are you as compared to go against these guys and just know what you guys can do against these teams in the 18 is very, very, very well known, but Fordham's come on the rise as well.
Yeah, you know what? I think this year is probably going to be one of the best years the A-10 seen in since they had six bids a few years back. You know, we had two teams get in last year. Both teams won their first round. You know, if you follow the Atlantic 10 and the coaches and the level of, you know, look, the A-10's had a pro or multiple pros every year for the last several. And, you know, the A-10 also has, you know, first-round draft pick this past season, right? So, a lot of guys who are starting in the NBA coming from the A-10, right? And especially in the day and age with transfer portal, you know, teams are loading up with high major kids coming down to play a year two in a highly competitive situation. The league is just really good this year. The coaching is absolutely fantastic. So you got to be dialed in each and every year. We got a tough non-conference this year too, which hopefully will be solidified here soon and be announced. But it's a very, very difficult league, fun league to be a part of. Each and every night, you got to be prepared and ready to go. The fan bases are off the charts. The coaching is as good as anywhere. Really excited for this year, though. I think we got a team that can compete at a very high level. And we're going to need to because, again, like you mentioned, the Atlantic 10 is stacked this year.
And coach, you know, talk about Khalid Moore, man, in some elite 2 years in a row, played for you year one there with you guys, but seeing him be successful and best on the court after Fordham and seeing him get a chance to be in some league and gonna probably play overseas again this year. So talk about his development since you've had him being in some league and looking for his future as a player.
Yeah, you know, when Khalid came from us, obviously he's a New York kid, but he came from Georgia Tech, and he knew exactly what he wanted out of the year. He was as hard of a working kid as I've ever seen. He knew that he needed his final year to develop that pro mentality, that maturity, both on and off the court. He was as dialed in and had his routine down as well as anybody I've been around. And, you know, just a phenomenal human being off the court. And as a result, it's no surprise that he's having the success that he has, right? He got picked up by the Knicks in that first summer last year after an all-conference season, helping us to our 25 wins, second most in history. And then he gets a chance to play on the Knicks. He gets that experience. But then he chooses not to wait and take a deal over in Greece where he played and made the most of his year. He got MVP of the week in his league multiple times, had a tremendous rookie season over there. And he was attractive immediately when he came home to a few different NBA teams. The Nets picked him up. He gets a chance to experience that again, which only rises your stock overseas if that's the route you want to go again. So he's got plenty of options, but it's not a surprise. He's such a mature, professional young man already that he's going to have success for a long time. And not just in basketball, he'll have success in anything he does because he's got that sort of maturity. He's got that sort of reputation and people enjoy being around him. And his work ethic and his willingness to sacrifice whatever's necessary to be successful, he's gonna be attractive to a lot of different businesses, a lot of different teams moving forward for a very long time. Couldn't be more excited. And he's back in the gym all summer long, working as hard as anybody. So it's been great for our young guys to see as well.
No doubt, coach. That's one for you, coach. I see you got your own show now. That's so many. Warms my heart. Talk about having your own show, man, doing your thing. It's kind of getting into this little business, this little media thing and podcasting world, coach.
Well, you know, Andrew Bogus and Andrew O'Connell, they've done a tremendous job helping me out with that. And, you know, it might be my name on the show, but those guys are really the ones that fuel it. So, you know, Fordham fans have been tremendous. They've been very attracted to it. And as long as people – you know, I want to see this program continue to rise and we continue to gain some audience. And I think it's big for our fan base, big for our program. And, you know, it's a little fun too, you know, potentially life after basketball, who knows? I certainly don't have a face for it. So it should be more like a radio show, quite frankly, but you know, we'll see how it goes.
Coach, if I've been here 15 years, you can do it too, coach.
Appreciate that, man.
Yes, sir. But, Coach, it's good to see you in Atlanta as always, man. It's good to have you on the show again. You know, I'll be cheering for you. Hope we're talking again in March after you're going to the big dance, Coach.
Boss, man, appreciate you, brother. Thanks for having me on, man. And go Rams.
Thank you, Coach. It was fun as always, brother.
You too.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.